This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Good morning. Good morning. Hit us on that fan hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. We're starting to get in the thick of it. There will be football now until, well, till it snows, till after that, till it's springtime, it feels like. So we are there in football season. And when football season ended last time, and then even through the summer, it felt like pessimism. It really did. It felt like, oh, well, you know, and what we heard from Steeler fans, and it abounded. It was all around here. This will be Tomlin's first losing season. And, man, I can't see this football team being very good. How did they get any better from last year from a team that, well, wasn't all that good anyway, and they got their doors blown off by Kansas City in that playoff game, and they just barely got in the playoffs anyway, and I can't see them being much better. But to a man, it feels like in this town, and I don't know if it's just the glow of training camp or if it's seeing that football team out there again or if it could be some tangible things. George Pickens making catches all over the place and the defense, people talking like it's the steel curtain, or seven shots, some of the backups getting in and making some throws, or Najee putting on that good weight after there was a debate about that weight. All of that, to a person in this town, it feels as if that everybody is talking now a different way. Like there's a guarded optimism, or at least a spike in optimism, after they got to Latrobe. Give a listen to one of the players on the team, Carl Joseph, talking about another player on the team, George Pickens.
Good, man, and I think he doesn't even know it yet. Well, he might do as much as he talks, so.
Now, that being said, does this continue on Saturday? Does it level off? Do you go right back to, oh, I don't know? Or won't you be able to tell? Because I don't think I'm wrong in this. From the time that the team broke up last year, then in through the summer, even with drafting Kenny Pickett, a lot of people were like, well, this could be Tomlin's first losing season. But over the past couple weeks, even the most pessimistic Steeler fans are starting to come around some. What's forced this?
I believe the perception of a lot of angles here. I mean, you look at, let's go back to even with Kevin Colbert and not knowing who they were going to pick as their new GM. They didn't just pick one. They kept the guy in-house, Omar Khan, who everybody knows. And then they hired Weddle, who was a Pittsburgh guy. That's perception. You talked about Art Rooney the second, and how he is involved in certain things, how he isn't involved in certain things. A couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, they hired Dave Morehouse, who people are familiar with. There's a lot of perception things that are going on within the Steelers organization that can make people feel that this is going to be a successful journey moving forward.
I think internally it's a really good point that there's people within the organization that probably feel refreshed and renewed by all the changes this offseason.
The kicker gets re-signed. Minka gets re-signed. There's new contracts. He came in, he did two deals.
Deontay, yes.
Yeah, I think as a fan, though, this is, and I don't want to just chalk it up to this because it's too simplistic. It's just the whole, it's the same thing we feel in February around baseball, right, Colin? Like, we make the trip down to Bradenton and hope springs eternal and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying it's just that, but I think a lot of it does have to do with, hey, we're back at St. Vincent. We're feeling good. Fans are at practice. We're watching everything. George Pickens is making these catches. Mm-hmm. Double catches, right, Crowley? But making these catches. And I think, in all honesty, while there will be good things to take out of Saturday night, what we'll get late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and then once we come back in on Monday as well, will be, yeah, but, Yeah, but we'll get it. And we started to get that just a little bit yesterday when we talked to Ray, right? When we asked him about the offensive line. And it's, yeah, this looks good, that looks good. But, and I think that's just a natural tendency, is you build up to that first preseason game. We're feeling good, we're feeling good, we're feeling great, we're feeling awesome. And then you'll see some things go wrong on Saturday.
I do think, though, the one thing that's circled by so many people, because no matter who their quarterback is, they've seemed to have moved on just a little bit. Kind of moved on from, well, that's my quarterback, whatever. And their focus is now, wow, is George Pickens now this year's Ja'Marr Chase? That's my excitement level. Look at what this guy is doing, because the skill position players are sexy. And so that is provided whenever they thought, well, maybe this team isn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. Now there's an edge guy that's really good, Crowley. Really good.
Yeah, and I saw Pompeiani yesterday tweeted out his five storylines from camp, and there were only two of them that I was thinking, okay, these will make a big tangible impact on the team this year.
What were they?
One was that George Pickens looked really good, obviously, and the other one was that Larry Ogunjobi, in only a couple of days of practice, has shown, okay, maybe this guy is healthy and that should help the run defense. But the other three, not so much, including Jaylen Warren. Well, this guy's been outstanding, which is what we've all heard as well. But okay, how big of an impact is that going to make on this year's team, really? Are they going to let this guy be the number two? And does your number two running back really make that big of a difference? So to me, I look at that and I go, okay, a couple of things are good, but now you're sort of grasping at straws for other good things. I do also think every team in the NFL should feel better now than they did last year. Every team at this point in the season should think, we're better. Unless you're actively tanking, you
unless
should
you're Seattle or Atlanta, yeah.
Right. We're thinking, okay, we've added to the team and we should be better.
But it feels like to me that there's a lot of people, and by the way, text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Text us with these thoughts. There's a lot of people who, in a short time without a game being played, feel a lot better. Just a lot better after they got their eyes on these Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'll admit, I don't feel a lot better, but I do feel better than I did whenever the Pittsburgh Steelers walked off the field after getting beat by Kansas City on that snowy night back here in Pittsburgh, when that snowstorm hit and we woke up the next morning and we said, where do you go from here? Hall of Fame quarterbacks walking out the door. And maybe part of it is that and it's not a shot at Ben, because I get accused of this all the time, but the organization isn't still in the grips of a quarterback who you didn't know what he was going to do anymore, and he had this whole organization in the palm of his hand, even as you knew that his skill level didn't match what it once was.
Whether you agree with it or not, there's more direction now and less stagnation, which is where we were a year ago. And I think that lends itself to the fans feeling some of that like renewal and refreshing notion that you threw out, Doran. Like, I think that exists within the organization. Some of it exists within the fan base as well. And that has a lot to do with it, Colin. And you're right. It's not a shot at Ben. It's just for the last couple of years, it was like, not to call him a short timer, but we were just waiting to, when's Ben finally going to be done?
People
when's Ben finally going to be
done? The next guy's going to be good or not, but they want to find out.
At least they know there's a next guy.
Yes,
right. And then they somewhat try to address things in the offseason too. Even the offensive line, we don't know what the offensive line is going to be this year. They could be okay, but I know they're probably not going to be as bad as they were last year. They tried to address the offensive line. They had tried to address the middle linebacker spot. You know, they signed guys back that, you know, they signed a corner, Levi Wallace. They signed Mitch Trubisky. They tried to address issues that were issues last year, even though that some people in some people's eyes don't think that it was the best decisions, for these certain spots, but they still tried to address it, which is giving the hope for people that this regime is going to change and this regime is going to be a successful regime moving forward.
I also think you look at the defensive side of the ball, and whether or not you think that they're going to be good, they should be good.
Yes.
And so there should be some level of confidence spawned from that. Where were they bad defensively last year? They couldn't stop the freaking run at all. We know they're going to be able to rush the passer. They have for the last 5 years. Can they stop the run? You've added now Miles Jack. You've added Larry Ogunjobi. There, I think, frankly, should be optimism on that side of the ball. And if they fall short of those expectations, I don't think that's on the fans for getting out ahead of themselves. I think that's on organizational failure.
And it's non-phony hype and optimism. Again, I don't see anybody spiking from 9-8 to, 13-4. I don't see anybody doing that. But all my buddies and the people that I talk to, they're all singing the same tune right now. And it was around, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day or whatever. And they're going, oh, this is like an 8-9 team. Maybe. And now the same guys are like, you know, they could eke out 10 wins. They might eke out 10 wins. And I think they probably make the playoffs. I don't know if they'll win in the playoffs. And right. These were the same people that were 9-8, 8-9, not going to budge from there.
And I don't want to be the fun police and take all of the joy out of training camp in the preseason, but let's temper what we see in these preseason games, too. Look at who they're playing in these preseason games, Seattle, Jacksonville, and Detroit, okay? And consider, remember last year after, what was it, the Detroit preseason game, I think it was, we were like, man, these guys might actually put something together on offense. Look at Freiermuth and this. I'm not saying any of those conclusions were necessarily bad because you did see some growth with the young guys on offense and skill positions last year. But let's temper things because the defense, I imagine, is going to go out on Saturday night. They're probably going to look pretty good against Geno Smith, or at least they should, right? So at the same time, also temper your criticisms.
Can I see
as well.
something that'll be made fun of, I'm sure, by some people? And I know this. And some other people on the radio, and they'll laugh at me. And I don't know. But I've lived in this town my whole life outside of going to college for 4 years out of town. And I honestly think that Mike Tomlin and that logo won't let them be awful. Just the combination of those two things.
Totally agree.
It Pride. Won't let them be awful. Nope. It'll never let them, under this current construct of the NFL with the salary cap and how you can hit free agency and things like that, it may allow them to be, you know, 8-9, but they won't ever be 5-12.
No.
It won't let them. It won't let them be 6-11. At worst, they'll be 8-9, at the very worst. You have some people calling for the bottom to fall out. The bottom for me is probably 8-1, 9-8. So I just never saw it that there's never going to be a crash down.
No, not in this organization, especially this year. I mean, with the way the schedule's set up too, what do they travel? They have the least traveling miles in the NFL. I'm just talking specific this year.
They don't play outside of the time zone.
Eastern time zone.
And you're talking just in general as the Steelers, right? You're talking like this organization underneath Mike Tomlin will never be.
I mean.
Well, yeah. I don't think they have in their future. Sorry, Adam.
No.
I don't think they have in their future like the 98, 99 years where they won a combined 13 games. And everybody wondered if Cowher was going to get canned or not. Like, I don't think they have.
Because they have a quarterback, at least the one that they drafted that they think they like. They have a running back and they have a tight end and they have some young guys on defense. They didn't have that before.
They may drop down to 7-10 one year. You know, I could see that happen. But they're at a point where because of everything they have stacked up on the defensive side of the ball into the foreseeable future, forget just what they've built up on offense with young skill position players, that I can't foresee that either.
To your point, guys, and Colin, it made no sense that team won 9 games last year. No sense. The offense was putrid. The defense couldn't stop the run. They dealt with an injury to Stephon Tuitt that kept him out for the entire season, and he was one of their principal pieces of that defense. Devin Bush, a 10th overall pick, was a disaster, and somehow they still made the playoffs.
No, I'm not saying it's good enough to keep losing playoff games. Believe me, don't take it like that. But, Doran, what I'm saying is this. The bottom will never be Jacksonville bottom or Houston bottom.
No, never.
That'll never happen.
Never. Unless, you know, Mike Tomlin leaves and they get a new, younger head coach that hasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like a guy like that's at the McDaniels down in Miami. I don't know what he's going to do. But if they go that route, something like that, a new guy, I could see that possibly happening. But underneath Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, guys who have been here, guys who have laid the foundation and the structure in the last 20 years, absolutely no chance that that'll happen.
I kind of – dare I say, and I'm Johnny Optimism, everybody knows, but dare I say, I too feel a little better than what I felt. We haven't made our formal season. I said 8-8-1, partly as shtick, but really because I kind of felt that way because it'd be a 500
season.
They're
an 8 or 9 win team, yeah.
Yeah, and I might be inching toward 9. I can't get to 10. I can't get to 10-7, but the quarterback in Cleveland does change some things.
It's crazy.
You know, this kind of could be two W's.
This kind of loops back on the whole why are we so optimistic thing that you're talking about. But you check the books, the Vegas number is still, what, 7.5?
Right.
I mean, are we whistling past the graveyard, or are we seeing something that maybe, I don't know, no one else is
seeing? I know this. Everybody in this room and most of the people you talk to in town feel a lot better right now than they did in April. Or at least nobody feels worse.
No.
Right. No doubt about that. And the coaching staff hire, too. I mean, you bring in Brian Flores and you get rid of Keith Butler. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to think this team's better on paper and organizationally than where it was last year. And last year they made the playoffs.
Let's see how the O-line does.
Yes.
Well, Pat Meyer, I mean, I like that. I personally like that hire.
Well, he's not the old guy.
Yeah, no. Right.
We move forward. 412-928-9370. Great discussion, because I really do think it's the pulse of the city. I really do. Hey, let's give these tickets away. Crowley, ready to answer the phone? People are going to call because this is a hot ticket. Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts. What a ticket for Pittsburgh. People love these bands. Stadium tour. It's this Friday. It's August 12th, and it's sold out, but we got tickets for you. 10th caller, 412-928-9370. You call right now, and you're going to get them. We're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And we just talked about totals, win totals. You can bet on, you can do a bunch of great things. Well, the NFL, they got it all for you, FanDuel Sportsbook, right? And week one odds are out. Now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook. Partnership with Valley Forge, if you haven't already. Get in on the action early this season.
Yeah, preseason games, a couple more tonight. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan. Maybe preseason games aren't your action, right? Maybe you're still all about those futures as you're reading your NFL preview guides and getting geared up. Maybe you want to bet on the eventual Super Bowl champion. Maybe you like somebody to win a certain award, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Maybe you just like those win totals that Colin mentioned. Whatever it is, download FanDuel today. Use our promo code FAN, F-A-N. And when you do, you place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if that one doesn't come home. No better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in PA, first online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so much happening. You can find a lot about us on Twitter. Hit us there. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. People taking shots at you, Crowell, at you, Dorn. There's something going on with missing stuff in the studio we'll get into in just a little bit. But take it or flush it, let's go.
And now it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, here we go. Take it or flush it, Doran. What do you got?
You ever have plans to go to a pirate game at PNC Park and you want to stop at the casino, and you may park at the casino, and then you walk out and you don't want to walk all the way to PNC Park, and there are those bike taxis right there.
Pedicabs, yeah.
Pedicabs. That's what they're called, right?
Uh-huh. So take it or flush
it. Take it or flush it, pedicabs.
Only when it's raining, I'll take it. But I will take it when it's raining.
I'll be honest, I've never taken one before, but in the right circumstance, I would be totally on board with that. Yeah, take it.
I've actually taken it from downtown over across the bridge. That's what do you got?
We're talking about the people on the bikes.
Yes.
They drag you.
With the carriage.
I just feel weird. I feel like I'm the emperor, and I just can't do it. I know you have to pay
Chaz,
him.
Chuck Knoll.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Chuck Knoll riding in a pedicab down the hill at St. Vincent?
Uh-huh. Right. I'm going to take it, too. I mean, if I don't have to – if I can eliminate walking and having to do anything that has to do with walking, I'm going to do it.
Okay. All right. Chris, what do you got?
Bubble tea, boba tea, whatever they call it. My kids love this crap. Take it or flush it.
None of it. I don't drink any of that. Water for me.
I've never had it. Flush it. If I haven't had it, then I mean, I'm probably not going to drink it.
Water and coffee. That's
I'm a water, coffee, and must add beer guy. I don't like the bubble tea because I don't like to have to chew something after I'm done drinking.
It's just gross. It's gross. Little balls of tapioca in a drink. It's nasty. I don't know why my kids like it, but they do. They're weirdos. I flush it as well.
Crowley?
Take it or flush it. Getting someone an anniversary gift if it's not your significant other.
No. No, I know it was your parents' anniversary you were talking about. You're the gift.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's exactly right.
See, I think you presented this in a way, Crowley. See, I take it. In the case of your parents, for God's sake, look, my parents, I barely talk to them. We're dysfunctional. They don't even live in the same city. They're not getting an anniversary gift, obviously. You come from a relatively functional background, right? Your parents are good people. They did a great job raising you. You still turned out the way you did, but they did a great job raising you. You should get a small token for their anniversary.
All I heard there was you have no experience.
Yeah. All right. Take it or flush it here. What is the sudden rage in I don't go out. I'm not a bar guy anymore. You know, I'm settled down, spend a lot of time at home. The sudden rage in these knockout, punch this punching bag, little speed bag, as hard as you can games that pop up at bars. That punching bag game. Have you seen these?
Yes.
They're all over the place, especially in the UK. Take it or flush it, those games.
I'm taking it. Every single time I go to a bar and I see one of those, I have to win it. Yeah. I've won the one downtown in the North Shore. I've won one at the bar in West Virginia. I've had the highest score in mostly every single one.
It measures how hard your punch is?
How hard your punch is. I've won and had the highest score in about five of them.
Yeah, I'm going to go hard flush on this.
Yes.
Any displays of physical skill, basketball shooting things, no, I'm out.
See, looks intriguing. I would watch. I wouldn't play.
Yeah, I don't personally take it, but here's why these things are genius. You got a bunch of drunk meatheads tuned up at a bar someplace, and you want them to hit something that can be hit other than each other. By all means, put a game in there where they got to put $5 in to see who can hit it hardest.
It's like bacon and eggs. Testosterone and alcohol go together amazingly. So I think that's marrying those two things. Good. So, yes, in bad choices. So there you are. But, it fascinates me. I see the videos all over, especially in the U.K. You get these guys that talk like Ricky Hatton. You know, they're wham, they hit this thing as hard as they
do
can.
That again.
Ricky Hatton. I was in Vegas one time. There's a Ricky Hatton fight. It was absolutely just packed with people from the UK walking around singing.
Can't understand a word they're
wild
saying.
Wild as hell. It was so much fun. They're just because they sing their songs like Winter Wonderland. Uh-huh. It was a take off. Ricky Hatton, every song, Ricky Hatton Wonderland. And he sang that for a week in Vegas. It was unbelievable. Ricky Hatton. It was wild. It was so much fun. I wasn't even part of it. Fan Morning Show. That's us. So now it's time to we're in a fight apparently with the PM team. We'll tell you about that just a couple minutes. So here we go. No one wants a plumbing emergency. They happen and they're terrible and they're not fun at all. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing can help you out. Their team of professional, experienced plumbers, they're the best in the business. They'll get right out 24/7, 365. Yes, you give them a call or you look them up online today. ArmstrongComfort.com. That is Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing. All right. I found the video, I think. I just hope there's no swear words. Ready?
Yeah. Let's see if I can put the music down, Krauss.
Yeah, put the music down. I think I found this on my phone. Oh, I don't know how to get to... Oh, yeah, here. Ready? You ready? Hear that? This is... Oh, these people were drunk for a week and a half. That was at walking in a hat in Wonderland. It was That's in great. My sleep. I could. It was the whole strip That's for a so week.
That's awesome.
He Love knocked that. A dude out. What's that guy's name? Prince something or other. He's a real pretty boy. Paulie Malignaggi or whatever. That's who it was. Is that the guy's name?
Malignaggi. Is his nickname Prince?
No, not Prince. It was Paulie Malignaggi, and he worked him over. Anyway, we got to get to more important things because there could be a fight here in this studio, and it, not amongst us.
No.
This happened yesterday on the PM team. Ready?
By the way, the Vogue's gone in here.
Who do you think took it?
I was just going to That was going to be the next question out of my mouth.
Automatically.
Who has a penchant for free stuff? Who likes free stuff? It can't be Cook and Joe. They were on remote today.
So morning show.
So or morning Zeiss. Guys and Zeiss was on remote last night.
Yeah, you're right. So it's morning guys.
And Pomp. Pomp was in here today. Pomp's a caffeine guy.
I'll help myself to that Vogue.
Clear thinking.
Sharp focus.
I love good mood.
Mental energy. Vogue.
Because I'll be in the bedroom. We're going to talk about that. And should the Steelers.
All right. So you've got, Matt Cole, I guess, technically has to get put on the culprits list. But Matt Cole is like the purest soul here. So I'm taking him off now.
Matt Cole recites the Ten Commandments when he gets out of bed every morning.
And one of them is thou shalt not steal.
Yeah, he's not taking any Vogue from us without asking first.
So Dunlap, Crowley, Mac, Dickerson.
And Whaley was here today,
and
too.
And Whaley.
I think Mac is most in need of quote thinking, mental focus, and good
I agree. That
so
was
I think
I was
he read
think.
That and said, I've got to give this a whirl.
Okay, now Vogue are these pills that are energy slash focus pills, right?
Yeah, mental clarity, yes.
Yes.
Not even pills, chewable things. Chewable. Kind of like Tums almost.
Well, I know there's a guy, Freddie Arretti. That's what I call him. Freddie Arretti. You know Freddie Arretti, right? He played baseball at Pitt, gateway guy. Awesome dude. He knows the guy who owns this Vogue company.
Okay.
And Freddie was telling me about this stuff. And I met the guy briefly who came in and owns that company.
Okay.
Now, I was exonerated later on in this conversation because I am a coffee addict.
Yes.
Right. Everybody
yes.
knows that.
And
yeah.
everybody knows that. I drink upwards of anywhere between 10 and 12 cups of coffee a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which is probably not – but I try to match it with water, especially after
sugar,
I had these
– No sugar,
No sugar.
Okay.
No, always black. Yep. And I try to match it since I had these kidney stones. I try to match it with water, and I'm good now. So I'm fine. I was exonerated from stealing the Vogue pills, okay? You guys were not. So fill me in here.
I took them.
You took the whole thing?
Not the whole thing. No, I took a couple packets.
I took.
They were sitting in the studio. You see
yes,
that?
They were sitting
you
there.
Can't see this on camera if you're watching on camera, but back over my left shoulder is like this shelf. I sit my backpack on it. Occasionally, Cook sits his stuff on it when he's in here. And the box of Vogue was sitting there. And I was looking at it on Thursday because Colin and I were both off for a long weekend. So I'm thinking to myself, man, my wife and I are going to Chicago. We're going to be up late. We're going to be having fun. I'm going to grab a couple of these and try them. I hear Pony talk about them all the time. They sound fantastic.
And why wouldn't Vogue want to spread out the people who are trying their product?
And that's exactly why I figured Pony left them in here, right?
Same here.
Try a sample,
boys.
Oh,
you took some, too?
So I took some the morning. When we first walked in the morning, remember, I looked. I was like, what is this, Chris? And you're like, I don't know, some type of thing Pony's
energy
doing.
Supplement, yeah.
And I was reading it. I was like, huh. And I took a pack, and I ate two of the tablets.
They were great. I took them
awesome.
Friday in Chicago. We were up till like 4 in the morning on Friday.
I took
it
one
awesome.
Pack, though. I took one.
I took two.
You guys are never going to believe this.
Uh-oh.
I took a pack.
Oh! Now, hey.
See,
hey,
now I'm the only person that didn't take it.
You're totally exonerated.
Yes.
Caffeine King, you are exonerated.
See, I thought that they would be for everybody if it's in here.
It's in the studio.
Right.
Wouldn't that be?
He's left them on the ledge outside the studio
now,
before
didn't we
where
meet
food
the guy?
Goes.
I met the guy. I think Scott was his name, maybe.
Hey,
that
compliments
owned the
to
company.
Them.
He was outside of Craig's office, and he couldn't have been nice. I believe his name was Scott. And Fred, that guy Fred, you know Freddie Arretti,
yes.
right? We call him Freddie Arretti, I-R-I-T-I, Freddie Arretti. He's from Gateway, Monroeville. Super good dude. He knows that dude, and he was telling me about Vogue. But I said, Fred, you know, like, I drink so much coffee, I don't need this thing. But you guys took it. Why is this a negative?
Right. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Problem.
And Pony leaves stuff laying around like this is his studio.
This
everywhere.
His studio.
Have you gone back in the lounge area lately?
Right.
There is. You mean Pony's bedroom?
Yes.
Exactly. It's like a 13-year-old's bedroom. There's crap strewn about. There's clothes. There's important paper. There's a duffel, not a duffel bag, like a briefcase back there that looks like a station-issued bag. And so I looked at it to see if like there was station stuff in it. Does it need to be returned?
Anyway.
And there's like pony tax documents in there. Like his property assessment form.
See, that's the bigger issue here, is that Andrew works in a shared workspace and feels as if it's his. So that's why when I walk in here at early in the morning, I put my stuff down. There's never anything that I put down that doesn't leave with me at 10 in the morning.
Same here.
We leave this place in better condition than we find it in the morning.
Yep.
Easily.
And nobody leaves anything back in the lounge area. Nobody leaves stuff strewn about. We clean up after ourselves better than anybody at this place.
What Colin was saying, and it's a great point. Why is this a bad thing?
Why wouldn't you want as many people as possible to try this product?
I mean, I loved it. Like I did too. I hope they come in and bring us boxes of it, because this is exactly what somebody like myself needs.
All right, let me make this statement to Mr. Voke here. Who I saw Pony had a Voke hat on and everything.
Nice hat.
Yes, I drink coffee, so I would be interested in trying your product, but more so Chris and Doran and Adam would be much more interested in trying your product because they don't drink as much coffee as I do. That being said, we would be a wonderful platform for Voke.
Yes.
And we've already tried it and we love it.
They loved it. Pony is trying to hoard the Voke. We would, from a Voke standpoint, be much more apt to supply the product, to get the word out, to make it something that is much more widespread and something that you could disseminate to a much more vast audience if you used us, the Fan Morning Show, rather than the PM team.
Yeah, we'll provoke a lot of people to.
Yes.
Look at you.
So there
That's
you go.
Beautiful. Yeah.
We're here till 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Stop by, see us, knock on the door. We'll be here again tomorrow, be here again on Monday. We can do a lot. We've already done a lot for Voke.
We've already sung your praises on social media.
Yes, Colin, what do you do right after the show every single day?
I go and I work out.
And you know a lot of people that work out that would probably
love
that.
The Voke. Mm-hmm. The Voke, yes. But, imagine me taking one pack and handing it to somebody. Then it's like it's an armed robbery of the century by Pony. But anyhow.
Come on.
I'm glad I was exonerated, though.
Best I've ever felt my whole life whenever I took that the other day.
Best show I've ever had.
Friday night, had a blast.
Be here.
All because of the Voke.
Yep. Fan Morning Show for Voke. Check it out online, Voke. There's lots going on. We get into our Twitter poll coming up in just a couple minutes right here. That Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Charlie Batch, 9:30. We love talking to Charlie. Jeff Hathorne, he's a couple hours before that, and just under an hour from now, it's 7:30. Got all that squared away? Okay, good. Get this squared away, too. Pittsburgh Public Schools Back to School event presented by Frank Walker Law. Help a student get a head start on the new school year by donating a new backpack at any Pittsburgh area original mattress factory. You can also buy backpacks online. Donated stuff backpacks going to be distributed at the Pittsburgh for PPS Back to School event. That's Monday, August 22nd. Find complete details, 937thefan.com/backpack. That's our website. Brought to you by Original Mattress Factory and Pittsburgh Cultural Treasure Initiative. So all of that is squared away. Here we go. Twitter poll, come on. All right, daily Twitter poll. So this one from yesterday. In light of Rodolfo Castro's antics, what's the most used function on your cell phone? Texting, making calls, taking calls, both of those, or web browsing or other. 53% of you say web browsing. 33.6% say texting. 9.1% say other. And 4.3% say making and taking calls. And a lot of those others say checking emails, which is kind of tied to web browsing.
Yeah.
So there's that, checking emails. Rodolfo Castro. We'll talk about him a little later. Twitter poll for today, @FanMorningShow, every day. Vote, @FanMorningShow. Would you give up Chase Claypool and a second-round pick for Roquan Smith, the Bears? 62.7% of you say yes. 37.3% of you say no. Now, get this. we made a couple. We got some mentions on a couple national podcasts yesterday because of what Doug said. Because Doug found the loophole, Whaley did, about tampering, in that you can't find out if Roquan Smith will in fact sign long-term because you can't talk to the player and he's his own agent. So It's almost going into it blindly. You can make that trade if you wanted to, but can Roquan Smith, the one thing you need to know is, do I have him under contract past just these 17 games if you make that trade? Well, from what Doug said, it's almost an impossibility unless you tamper, but then you take the risk and go ahead and tamper anyway.
And then I think you'd fight the case, too, if you were the Steelers. Right, the guy's acting as his own agent. We had to talk to his agent, and he is his agent.
Yes, so there's that. Now, a question here. Here's a thought that I had, right? If Devin Bush isn't good, right, you're going to draft an inside linebacker in the first round maybe again anyway. Okay? Are you guys with me so far?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if he's not good, you're going to go right back to that inside linebacker well. You would be getting somebody blindly. It could turn into Devin Bush. Essentially, this could be a Minkah sort of situation all over again. You get a first round, you give up your first round pick. You already know what you have in a known commodity. You're drafting, you're using your first round pick to get Roquan Smith
right
as your first round pick, but it's a known. You know how good he is. So really you're giving up Chase Claypool. If you tilt it that way, for me, it makes a whole lot of sense if the Bears are willing to do that deal.
A whole lot of sense.
If you can give up a first-round pick and you know what it's going to turn into,
right?
That's what happened with Minkah.
Right.
Another first-round pick on this defense?
And he's only 25 years old.
Right. And you're running the risk that even if Claypool turns into an all-pro receiver, you're running the risk that what you have is going to be pretty good behind him.
The worst that happens, I think, is that you get an up-and-down career, an inconsistent career from Roquan Smith, which I think we've seen a little bit. His run defense wasn't as strong last year. Now, you could talk about what's built around him on that defense and how the up-and-down nature of the Bears defense as a whole may play into that. But at worst, you end up with an inconsistent starter. I'd take an inconsistent starter from Devin Bush right now.
I think it might have been Brad Spielberger even who tweeted this. Someone from Pro Football Focus yesterday said that Roquan Smith right now is better than Ryan Shazier ever was. That was their thought on him. That is a stretch, I think.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you've got people thinking that he's at least on that upward trajectory, and now you take out the guesswork.
Can you keep adding big-ticket guys on that side of the ball? He's going to get paid. You need to know how much he's going to get paid. If I told you it was 18 per,
yeah,
moving forward, can you do that?
I mean, this is the method of the Rams.
You know, right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is why they've been winning. And this is this is how you have to operate. I believe in the NFL nowadays, it's not about the first round picks. It's not about the draft as much as it's like, all right, I see this guy out here. He's been playing 3 years. I know that he could play.
Well, you hit on your first round picks and you have them for that first rookie contract.
Yes.
And then
that's the key.
You add a free agent.
Yes. That's the key. It's not as extreme as the Rams F those picks philosophy, but it is. Well, like you said, Adam, a known quantity. We take the guesswork out. We know what this guy's been at the NFL level for a few years now. And as long as we're in the window of having Najee, Freiermuth, and Pickett on rookie deals, we have the cap space to load up on defense.
It's almost like a guy like Highsmith then has to hit the road. It's almost a baseball way of doing business now. You've got to get a lot out of players when they're young.
Yes. And if you're going to load up on your rotation, you better count on your positional players coming of age and hitting their stride and giving you something.
Well, it's
kind of
how
the
Bengals just made the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes,
if you
exactly.
think about it.
And you don't have to make a habit of trading your first-round pick, but the Minkah thing, that doesn't show up very often. Roquan Smith's being available, that doesn't happen very often. So you better take advantage if you can when it
does
happen.
There's only so many Roquan Smiths out there.
And you've got the added benefit of you've got a coach in an organization that guys want to be a part of.
Man, Chase Claypool would be on that Southwest to Midway.
Oh, yes.
He'd be gone.
There's five of them every day, boys. Get him out there.
He'd be gone. If that was the asking price, the only thing is you got to know, even if you risk tampering, you got to find an intermediary somehow and figure it out. You got to know the moment he lands here and he gets to the South side, long term's happening. It's not just a one-year thing.
Yeah.
You can't do and get screwed by trading Claypool and you know, and a pick, and then having him come here and him only being – you only have the duration of his contract.
Now, can players tamper? Like, could Roquan Smith, like, call Mike Tomlin and be like, listen, this is the situation
I'm why
can't
he go ahead and initiate the, the conversation?
That's what I would think. Hey, listen, I want to play for the Steelers. This is what I want. Boom.
Mike Tomlin would get in trouble for that still, I think, especially in today's climate.
Would you do Johnson for Smith straight up?
Yes.
Yes. I'll go yes. I'll go in on it. Yes.
Yes. The money would work too.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a lot on a guy that's just practiced so far as a Steeler and my man from Georgia.
Pigeons, yep.
But I probably would, because then that pushes the focus. Everything we just dogged Claypool about gets reversed and he has to be good here.
Yes.
But
that really leaves you without another perimeter guy, though.
It does. But Freiermuth is a stand-up guy. Yeah. You push him out a little bit.
You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to have Chase Claypool do all the things that we just complained he's been pigeonholed into doing the last
year.
But
if that was the scenario, Colin, and this is what we talked about yesterday, I believe, Najee's touches go up.
Yes, and trade the picks for a proven player. It would be more Rams. I mean, would you do it straight up, Crowley?
Oh, yeah.
You trade Deontay Johnson straight up for
Absolutely.
Him? With the understanding, though, that it's going to be a three-year deal or something afterward.
For sure, because I think the money would wind up matching up being similar. Even if you wanted to be the highest-paid linebacker in football, that would be around $18 million a season.
Let's go. Bring it on. Come on.
Defense wins championships, boys.
Wow.
Still does.
I don't really believe that, but whatever.
But will they be building a defense? They thought,
Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey would beg to.
Whew. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle, great service too, you'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Partly cloudy today, highs near about 80.
That's the weather.
Okay, let me tell you about my great friends at Schultz Ford, and they got something wonderful happening tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day. Got to get to Schultz Ford in Wexford. The annual Bazzy and Bubba Backpack Drive, it is back again August 12th. Schultz Ford in Wexford. Going to be collecting gently used and new
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.